it's been a very interesting start to the year so far. To those that don't know, I've essentially been a mentor to a few individuals. If you were to ask me at the start of 2024 if I wanted or even saw myself being a mentor, honestly, I would have told you absolutely not. I wouldn't have even envisioned that for myself. However, it's so interesting to just see how God can very much pivot you away from what you think or envision for yourself to the direction He sees of you, even if it doesn't make sense. And it started off with just one of my mentees, who I still mentor right now, and they're probably watching this, so God bless them. It started off with them reaching out to me through email, and I was just thinking, really? Like, you've asked me to mentor you? Like, you know, it didn't make sense to me at all. Like, I was so surprised. I was just thinking how and why. Over time, I've realized, and through obviously conversing with them, I've realized that there's people see value in you in which at times you may not see in yourself. I look at these individuals that I've essentially mentored and I am currently mentoring right now, and it's brought a greater love for people. So fascinating how God works, because I look back in my life, even though I didn't see myself being a mentor to this sort of capacity for other individuals, I look back in my life and, you know, secondary school, I was put as a mentor. Sixth form, I was one of the external students, yet I was put as a mentor for a pre-existing student at the school already. And even after that, I was always put in these sort of mentoring and facilitating type positions. And so I look back and I'm just like, wow, God, even in the smallest moments where I thought that this was just a one-off, that one-off was truly just a little seed that was planted that just set the foundations for what was to happen later, which again, in this time, mentoring. it's so interesting. For me, it's been such a significant time in my life as well, because it's changed my perspective of success. It's changed my perspective of so many different things. The love that God has for us, we must have for people. I just look at my mentees and I just think, wow, you've entrusted me to guide you and to support you and to keep you accountable in terms of your journey. That level of trust isn't something small, it's something big. I've come to the understanding that some of the biggest achievements that you will feel and experience may not even be your own. It can literally be other people's achievements that you have witnessed or you have felt, just because you have been in close proximity to these people. You've seen how much they've worked. You've seen all the efforts that they've put into what they've wanted to do or what God has called them to do. And so when they've achieved that final product, you feel it so much and you feel so much joy for them because of the fact that you've been in that sort of proximity and witnessed all that has been put to achieve what they've wanted to achieve. And I've seen this with my mentees, like some of the successes that they've already been able to do, whether it be, you know, just getting more clients, whether it be more confidence, more knowledge in their skills, more certainty and confidence within themselves as photographers or as individuals. It's been such a beauty to witness. I don't know, being able to just plant a seed in someone's life, just helping water the seed that's probably been already planted in their lives, and just seeing them grow into the greatest form of themselves. You've essentially spread something which God has placed in us, which is love. Your love for people can ultimately provoke something out of them which they have not seen in themselves. And through that, they will truly become the greatest versions of themselves and achieve so much more than they could believe in, because of the fact that you've poured love into them. Your love for people can truly provoke something in someone that they have not seen in themselves. It can truly provoke and change the trajectory of someone's life. It sounds big, but honestly, it's true. I've seen it for myself. And by God's grace, hopefully someone could say the same for me. But even if you remove yourself out of the equation, someone could forget your name, but they'll never forget the love that you've given to them. It's been pushing. It's pushed me to to think and to also work on myself a lot more. Oftentimes your experiences can be the greatest form of lessons, and your experiences can teach other people and to prevent them from falling into the same decisions when it comes to business, when it comes to in general. Although some of my mentees came to me through my expertise in business and media, I'd like to think that what has kept them and what has provoked change is the love I have for them as people. It's the love I have for them as people. You know, when I mentor, it's not just about the business side or the media side. It's also about you as a person. But yeah, I wouldn't have put in my cards, but I just thank God so much because it's given me a greater love for people. Yeah. And also, I have a few mentors of myself, so it wouldn't make sense for me to mentor without having my own mentors. You know, it's a whole chain. Have love for people. You know, as much as Christ has loved us, your love for people can truly provoke something in someone that they will not see in themselves. I've said this countless of times in this already, but have love. You know, have love. The love that people give to you can also be the thing that will provoke change in you. And it'll provoke a greater sort of vision for yourself. And to all my mentees that have been working alongside me over the last few months, or the ones that have also joined me recently, if you're watching this, I'm proud of you. You've been doing great. You've been doing really, really great. And I'm looking forward to seeing what they continue to do with their businesses, with their careers, and with their personal journeys. So, yeah.